Hello, it's Josh here, producer of MDX Unplugged. In today's episode, we're talking to Nishka, an athlete, footballer, and sports marketer. Consider leaving us a review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, when your friends go to other podcasts at other universities, they usually go, you know, to have a fun, entertaining experience. But in the case of Farhan, he decided to go to the backyard of Elevate and bring one of their university's own.
Listen, I didn't do any recruitment process here.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's
to be fair, we actually knew each other.
Before, we actually knew each other.
Yeah, they don't need to know that. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. I'm your host, Tanura, and I'm joined by my great co-host and external podcaster, Coach Farhan.
Coach Farhan. I'm external podcast.
He's going to make a joke.
Because I hopped on Elevate, huh?
Yeah, you betrayed us, man. How dare you?
Hey, we all love each other. It's okay, so...
Live, love, good. Love.
Literally that.
Anyways, joining us here on today's episode is an athlete. She is also a sports marketeer here in the UAE. And it is none other than... I nearly messed up the name.
It's Nishka David.
Nishka David.
Yay!
I should probably walk off after pushing that name so bad.
Anura, it's okay. This is not the first time. It's all okay.
It is the first time.
How many people's names have you butchered?
He has not butchered. He just butchered intros, that's it.
Exactly.
Like, and then he asked me to say it. I was like, I don't want. I'm not the MC here out of the both of us. So,
do you ever have to retake? Do you ever have to retake?
No. No, we just...
Just go with
what's
it.
What's the point of retakes, yeah, man? For real. But yeah, so...
Anyway.
Oh, you want to say something?
I was going to say...
Let me tell you something.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you take lead. You take lead.
No. Mine's just a simple question.
You take lead. It's fine. You take lead.
No, here's a question I have. So for all these years since I've known you, I've literally pronounced as Nishika because that's what I thought.
You know, everybody says that.
Yeah, and then when I searched your LinkedIn, I was like, oh, it's Nishka. Then I went to your Instagram. Oh.
No, everyone.
Great.
Okay, fine. Because I was about to say that. Nishika, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, we all. It's okay. So it's a common thing.
It's a common thing.
Nishika, not why Nishika?
Ask my mom.
Bro, you think she had control in the emergency room?
Mom, why did you name Nishika?
It could be a lower thing. Like, hey, I want to know why I wasn't named like this.
She's not the three-eyed raven. She can't just become brand fuck and be like, you need to listen to me.
See into the future.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. From yes. The womb. Then now you can continue.
Anyways, why don't you just give us a quick introduction about yourself, like a bit of a background.
Cool. My name is Nishka. I'm an athlete. I play football in specific. I'm passionate about everything sports and fitness, and I also work in sports marketing.
That's what we promote in Middlesex now with the new course now. The product placement is in.
Why does it sound like an insult, man?
No. Sorry. I should not be kicked out.
Unfiltered.
I've told.
Oh, okay, we did it again.
No. There you go. Unfiltered. Unscripted
university life.
Yeah. No, so I made like a bet for the next 2 months. So these 2 months, I'm either going to get cancelled or I might die. So
Wait a minute.
Because I'm traveling. Because I'm traveling.
If either of those two things happen, it has to be after our lad's trip to Cambodia. After that, you know.
And if that happens, who's sitting in the chair?
We're saying is, yeah, we will.
I mean, to be fair, it's a lad's trip, so there's a bunch of us. So if anything, both these chairs could be empty as well.
Oh wow, okay, that's deep, man.
That's deep,
guys. That's deep. Yeah.
Moving forward before we get having problems. So,
okay. So you gave an introduction. Do you want to give more of an introduction, or is this?
Yes, I have been an athlete my entire life. So I pretty much came out of the womb, and I was on a track. I was on the field. I was a swimmer as well. Yes, you want to make a joke?
I'm not going to just go for it. Swimming. Yes. Yeah.
So I grew up, actually, I started off being an athlete on the track, and then I was put into swimming classes. So I was a competitive swimmer for a couple of years as well in school. And then I went through this phase of trying different sports. I tried basketball. I was too aggressive for it. I was like, I used to get a lot of cards.
You say too aggressive for
aggressive. Like, you know, you get a lot of cards for like...
Like
contact. No, because it's more like the technical stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, the technical fouls. Yeah, I got a lot of those. And then cricket as well, I tried. I tried for a bit. But no, then I came to football and it just stuck ever since I was 11. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So I played in school, I played in university, and I'm still playing now.
Oh, nice.
So do you, so what do you do now, after once you're done with university, as we speak?
Once I was done with uni, I was playing in a league, a UAE Women's League. I played for the second division.
Okay.
So I played with the team there. Unfortunately, this season I didn't play. I tore my meniscus.
Yeah. Sorry.
Here's the thing. You know, to anyone that doesn't know too much about like direct injuries through sports, you know an injury is bad when two fellow athletes just make that same reaction.
Yeah, at the exact same time.
Meniscus, ACL, yeah. All the football injuries are the worst ones, I would say.
Yeah, so okay. I actually went through like a phase where I wasn't taking care of myself, to be honest. Like my injuries that I've had, I kind of just let it go. I kind of shake it off and then I'm like, oh, okay.
You just get the DP'd and then it's got...
Yeah, yeah. And then I just realized DP'd is not enough for like a torn meniscus. And I tore my Achilles and my ankle as well.
Whoa.
So that happened around the same time.
So when did this happen? Which month?
Yeah.
So this was in the end of 2023.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's been a while.
Okay. And it was a lot of like going through rehab and then... going back on the pitch and it happening again. And now I've actually completely stopped playing for not temporarily, but I'm not completely
just to heal up, basically
just to heal up, just to prioritize recovery, healing, and all the things that people don't tell you about.
Well, there's a sports program comes into play, more or less.
Yeah,
yeah, honestly, like, yeah. I feel like people don't talk about how important recovery is, because you see so many athletes like they get injured and then they come back, but you don't know that process in between. You know, the amount of time it takes, the amount of effort it takes.
Yeah.
And this, and the thing for me, which I've realized is, you know, you kind of have to keep at it, even though it's linear, you know. Sometimes you'll have like a really time. Sorry, can I?
Hey, Josh, let's get it. Let's get it, Josh.
So guys, as always, we are joined by our great producer, Josh. Let's give him a round of applause, guys. You see, editing these episodes is a major aspect of it, and I believe Josh has like a counter for how many counter. Edits he has to make.
Yeah, like, you know the counter on the corner of the screen.
Yeah, planning.
Why do you think he has a pen and paper? It's just
it's just
like episode number and then the timestamp.
The timestamp. Well, it's okay. No worries. It's not too bad.
I'm still doing physiotherapy. I'm doing rehab a bit. Doing a lot
of. Assuming you're gonna get back.
I'm going to get back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should
definitely.
Be fine.
I mean, for people that are active in their respective sports, that's always going to be the end goal, regardless of the division they're playing at.
Yeah. So I do definitely want to get back to my sport. And another thing that I started doing was running. I started running.
Happy days.
Happy days.
If you would like to join us for Masters to be part of the athletics
team. No need. Okay, sorry. Go on, continue.
No.
I mean, hey, we could. No, sorry. Go on, continue.
Yeah, no. So I started running. Beginning of the year, I kind of had this goal of just running a 10K, which I never did before. I wanted to do a 10K, and I did it within the first month in Jan. I just ran a 10K.
Dubai Marathon.
Yes, Dubai Marathon. I did that, and then I was like, you know what? If I can do this, I can do a half marathon.
Whoa! We need these kind of mentality athletes now.
No, Adam.
This is not like a video game where you can pay for upgrades. It's gonna take a second.
But I did it.
I did it.
Yeah. So then I did that. And then I also did a Spartan race. Do you know what Spartan
is?
Yes.
Yeah, so I did that as well. All within 1 month. So I was like, oh, okay, New Year's resolution.
That is fair play. That is easy.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's only recently I realized that my meniscus was torn. So that means throughout this entire time, my meniscus was torn this entire time.
So you didn't know you had that injury within the running period?
Yeah.
That's
it was
mentality.
Yeah, that's... You know? Because for the longest time, why I didn't know about it is just I had a lot of trial and error with doctors where it's like, no one person could actually tell me what's wrong. You know, they'll be like, just walk, you know, or you'll be fine.
If the insurance is accepted, they're going to take it.
That is one thing. But, you know, actually, I didn't have insurance.
Okay.
That was at the time. Okay. So
that's
I did.
In the UAE. So, that is a very good decision you made there. GGs.
So, like, no, it was just a lot of trial and error with all of this. And then now, thankfully, now that I have a really good insurance and I had the opportunity to go to really good doctors. I mean, the funny thing is all my friends have injuries as well. It's not funny. It's sad. But, so it's kind of like a... Refer a friend.
Refer a friend. Yeah, because we had a conversation. We're like, so how's this physio lab? And then she just gave a sales pitch. I was like, okay.
I was like, yeah, we all go there. That's how we spend our time together.
Because that lab is literally in the gym I go, and it's like the gym is.
Oh, you go there?
Yeah.
Which gym?
Snap Fitness.
Snap Fitness. I thought.
Okay.
So Snap Fitness is in third floor, second floor is physio lab.
Yeah. You guys just made your own like support system over
there. Yeah, I know.
The ones that finish physio, they go straight up.
They go straight up. And do strength training.
And then once the gym, they switch around and just rotate it.
Literally.
That's sad. That's kind of sad.
I don't know.
I'm sad thinking about that.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's funny though. Yeah.
So. University sports, I don't know if you're too into it now because of what's going on, but what are your thoughts? Like, do you think it's growing or do you think it's whatever, just like they just call some invitational events and call it a day, or is it growing? I don't know if you heard about the UAE Uni Games as well.
I have heard.
So yeah, what are your thoughts in general since you've done like 3 years in football team and all of that?
I think, to be honest, from where I started, it's grown a lot. I entered uni. I think it's a mix of because of COVID and just because not a lot of women taking part in sports in general. But at the time, I kid you not, there were 5 to 7 girls who would show up consistently to a football practice, and that's just a 7-a-side team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, because we had only those many people, coaches, we didn't even have a coach. Coaches would go to the men's team because they naturally had a lot more people. But over time, like literally from the beginning till the end, you know, so many girls turned up by the end of it. By the end of those 3 years, so many girls turned up. And it was amazing for me to see because it went to a point where there was a time where, you know, the president and the VPs were like males. It was men, which nothing bad with that. But it kind of shifted. I know, I saw his face. I was like, no, nothing bad with that. But then obviously it's kind of, when you look up to a woman, it's a different story, you know? So then over the years, I had a friend who applied for the president position, which was the first time ever that happened for a football club.
Yep.
Usually it's led by, a president in a sports club would usually be a guy, and a girl would be the VP, but the role swapped this time. And it was someone who I'm friends with as well. And I honestly was really inspired by that is when I saw that and I saw how she carried out everything because she did such a great job.
Yeah.
And that just kind of inspired me as well to just to take that as a lesson and to move forward in life. That's why even when I did my executive of sports in uni, it was the first time it was a president. Both president and VP were women. So it was Anaswara. Shout out.
Women empowerment, guys.
Women in sports. She started this amazing campaign called Women in Sports. And I saw that when I was just a fresher. And it was amazing. And we got to work together. And we're friends as well now. So.
And that's great about both the universities in the end of the day. Both great and Middlesex. They kind of give a lot of importance. Not just for the men's team, but women's team as well. That's why we kind of thrive.
That's why you see in the tournaments, it's like MDX and Harriet.
Yeah, MDX and Harriet always is back and forth. Even for track.
No,
like,
for a lot of the sports. A lot of the sports.
Even for track as well. It's just Harriet Ward. They're the ones who actually give competition for the women as well. So in that regard, it's quite good. Yeah. It's about
and it was
support
always
system.
Fun. It was so fun.
Always fun.
And we were, it was
and, it's still, and it's still fun, it's apparently. Still, so it's still
guys,
the same.
We don't have to deny, like, the MDX Harriet Ward rivalry extends beyond the confines of the track.
How long has that been going on, by the way? Like,
which one?
When were the universities founded over here?
I won't go that far. I mean, it depends on what sport you're talking about in the other day. If it's track, it's post COVID. To be realistic, it's post COVID. Yeah, if it's track, it's post COVID. Not before that,
Before
Harriet was not even like a thing. Like, if you look at top three teams, they're not there.
Actually.
Yeah, so it's after post-COVID is when they kind of...
After they moved to Knowledge Village. After we were able...
I think the two main sports I remember on her.
Football has been like a... women's, it's always been Harriet and Middlesex, always. It go back and forth, always.
Excluding football, like, because I have family that studied at Harriet and graduated, they all took part in sports. The other two sports I always consistently remembered was volleyball being mentioned a lot as well. Volleyball team. And
even basketball.
Yeah,
basketball.
Volleyball and basketball was consistently put out there as like, they were the top teams. Even till recently, like, Bit Sports Fest, they were... succeeding very well.
I am not going to talk about sports teams. I will be cancelled every sports
squad. Give us your cancelable opinion.
That's why I'm here. I'm not part of sports department. I can go ham on that. He already tells me most
give
of the
give us your two cents. Go.
My two cents. I think after this whole UA Uni Games has been introduced to the whole... It's a great initiative by the government, obviously. But I think we realized, like... the only three sports teams in the uni... it's just basketball, volleyball, football. Only three sports. No track, no badminton, nothing. So what we realize is, like, when we go against the government universities for the first time properly, we are good when it comes to when we compete against private universities. But when we go against government universities or self, or like semi-funded, we are nowhere near. And both universities, by the way, not just one or the other.
I guess it's also attributes to the fact that, like, you're not accustomed to playing them.
No. Again, we kind of saw there's levels to this. There's levels to this. And on top of that, we realized, okay.
You realize where you were.
Things need to change now. Because it's, in a way, it's a good learning curve for all the sports coaches and leaders and whatnot. But again, I feel like now is the time they need to really improve upon. Like, both universities, not just...
100%.
Like, if anything, one of the biggest benefits that UA Games gave to us as, like, private institutions is that it's given us a new level to fight for now. Like, for some sports, you could say, like, oh, we think we've reached the peak because we've beaten every single person. But then when we go against the government ones, then we realize, now we have to become the best.
Yeah, when you step into leagues, it's a different...
It's a very different
ball game.
It's a very different ball game. And I think, like, most of these universities, you just face certain universities and they call. They can't call the best. But once you face even the government university, then if you're the best, makes sense. And there's no point in asking your top three teams because now
teams.
I think now because the national championships are there for these team sports, we kind of know the answer for these things now.
Yeah.
But
don't worry. I have faith.
Fingers crossed.
Like Arsenal with Arteta, trust the process.
Oh. I won't go that far, but okay.
He's a United fan.
glory, man.
Okay.
No, go.
I won't even explain the sports teams I represent. Like, I only know heart issues.
Okay. Anyhow, so tell us more about your career since you're are you a corporate girly or like tell me more?
I wouldn't say I'm a corporate girl. I'm the opposite. Like, I've done corporate internships and stuff, and I just realized how much I didn't like it because
you did like it.
Didn't like it. No, only because it wasn't my environment. It wasn't my feel. It wasn't just, it was a lot of like, even the internships I did, they were marketing, but it was very traditional marketing. I'm the type of person who is a little creative, and I like to be that way, and I like having platforms where I can express that, and traditional marketing was not my thing at all. And then I kind of got this opportunity in 2023 to work with an event with my company that I'm working right now, Les Mills. I don't know if you said Les Mills.
This is going to be
it's
a debate
French.
Now.
It's not French.
Really?
It's not. French it's not. No.
I just call it Les Mills.
It's Les Mills.
Les Mills.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Now
we go. Why? How do you say that again?
Les Mills.
No, not the
other
one. The U
Les
version.
Les Mills.
I don't know.
Ick factor.
That's not a company name. That's like you're going to your mini
market. Okay, enough. All right, sorry.
Yeah, no, like, it's actually a brand that's from New Zealand. So it's named after an Olympian whose his name is Les Mills. His name in short is Les Mills. His name is actually Leslie Mills. So it's short.
Interesting.
You learn new things every day.
That's actually an interesting backstory to that.
Yeah, actually, because I just know they introduce this body pump, the world, all this group exercise you see in all the fancy gyms. They're kind of like, even Snap Fitness has it as well. So so they have certain instructors. They kind of work out with this whole thing. So if you want this intense 30 minutes, go through one of these sessions and then you're cooked. It's pretty good. You should try it out, Tanura.
I'll stick to my 30 dirham per night net sessions in cricket.
No,
I can only Snap Fitness with
right now. I can only afford that, guys. Please.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So how was the transition like from you were already an athlete and you still an athlete jumping into this whole sports marketing? How did that transition take place?
Yeah, so as I was saying, I could never see myself in a corporate space because it was just something I didn't enjoy. Like, I just couldn't...
Are you okay?
Oh, heads up, guys.
Okay, no worries.
You have it? All right, guys, we got a bit of a technical diff. Any idea who it's coming from? Like,
is it mine?
You're messing with the clamp.
No, it wasn't. It just my leg is on it.
Ah, okay. It's the clamp. It might have been the clamp. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. All right. It's okay. No worries.
Don't touch the clamp.
It's okay. Fine. But yes, continue. No worries.
Yeah. So I could never see myself in a corporate workspace only because I grew up being an athlete. And even when I was in school, beyond school, I could not imagine myself doing something that was outside sports. Like, I couldn't imagine myself in that situation only because I was never surrounded by people who thought the same. So for me, back then especially, it was kind of weird that you're not going into a mainstream sort of career.
Kind of felt like a taboo, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So I, like, at the time, I always wanted to do sports, but I never knew what. Then slowly, as uni came about, I still didn't know what I wanted to do, to be honest. Still didn't. But then just conversations, like, with my parents and stuff, they were just like, we just looked at options, especially in the sports field. Then there was like, sports management, that's a thing. And I was like, okay, that's something that I would definitely want to do. And then there was sports marketing that I discovered that way later on. I still didn't know. I went into uni doing BBA because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was like, I still needed to figure out what in business I wanted to do. And I knew business, I liked business, kind of, because in high school I did.
Let's be realistic. If you are Desi and you take business, it's the round of you trying to discover what to do.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's the standard
and
case.
Like, for me, actually, when I was in school, I did, my high-level subjects were sports science, psychology, and business. So I either was going to do something sports psychology or sports management. So I kind of, that's where my head was at. I was never going to go into a corporate. That was not my intention. But obviously you kind of have to find your way through, you know, you do need to experience it before you actually say, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I did go through it and I didn't enjoy it. So, I had this phase afterwards when I was like, no, I don't want to get into any corporates. I kind of just want to figure out where I can land in sports. So any sporting event that I saw, I was like, okay, can I volunteer for this? Mm-hmm. Or like, can I just be a part of any event? Like, literally.
Thank you.
Danura, this is your thing.
No.
Get it.
Why? What do you do?
No, in the sense, like, I volunteer for, like, so many of the sports events, like F1, the IC tournaments.
Yeah,
like,
that's
they had FIFA over here. Like, I volunteer for them because, like, not that it's my industry, but because I just want to go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus, it's a free entry into the event. And there's so many people I meet, they're like, we love sports, but we don't want to volunteer and fund. I'm like, you just volunteer,
just
you meet
there.
People.
Exactly. You just meet people. You just meet people and, you know, this is with any industry. Once you meet people, you never know when they're going to come back in your life, maybe later. And this has happened to me. I've worked with people when I've volunteered at events, I've worked with people and now those same people are like coming to me now to work with the company I'm working with. So it's like a...
Dear
graduates.
Yeah.
Dear graduates.
Yeah.
Please don't miss networking events. I think loads of athletes, this is again, we were going to touch upon this networking thing, especially for sports.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest to network.
It's a niche, by the way.
It's a niche.
But once you're in that niche, there are a lot of people who are just as passionate as you
like
are.
The thing,
exactly.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I mean, this is obviously your guys' industry, is that I don't know much, but in comparison, it's like, at least in the UAE right now, the sports industry itself, you know, one person, you can find the whole circle. You can, is what I've seen so far. I mean, mine's from a very limited knowledge, but...
Yeah, you tend to know a lot of mutuals.
There are loads of mutuals working, especially if you work in events like Dubai Fitness Challenge and whatnot. 100%. So you will know everybody. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So loads of graduates, even if they graduate from like sports degrees, if I were... And they come back, oh, give me a job. We're not going to give you a job. Like, you start networking these kind of events. And there's so many networking events. Some are paid, but that's some whole different story. But there are some free ones which you can actually get to know and whatnot.
I feel like it's the free ones that help you link up to like the better volunteering option, like the bigger events as well.
And you kind of, like you said, Dubai Fitness Challenge. Like, that's this chunk of the year where everybody who just gets together because of Dubai Fitness Challenge. And you're meeting the same people and you're talking. And there are
endless people. Endless sporting events, community events where you can join and you will know people.
And those are such good opportunities to just hop in and just be like, can I just be a part of this? Can I be a part of that? Yeah. And that's basically how I started. I completely was like, I don't want to do anything corporate. I'll just go to some of these events. And then I even started working for my football club that I was working at. I interned there for a bit. So I just didn't, I was like, and that's where I actually discovered that, okay, maybe social media and digital marketing was kind of my thing. So from there, through people, again, connections, you know, I was kind of referred, like this job opportunity with at Les Mills. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a job opportunity, actually. It was just a volunteer slash intern role. But it was at the time, it was again another DFC event.
It's a big brand as well.
Yeah, it is a really big, really good brand as well. So at the time, they were planning this event with Adidas. Just put it their name, Adidas.
Adidas? Great. Now we have another debate to figure out. Adidas or Adidas?
I say Adidas.
I say Adidas as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we can agree upon
that. What do you say?
Nike. I mean, hey, I'm wearing Jordans right now, so like.
Checks over stripes? Huh? Checks over stripes?
Indeed.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Can't you? No, I'm joking.
That's the person with the Adidas top on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. We did not plan this. We did not plan this.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
What are we talking about? Yeah, so I had this event. It was a Guinness World Record event where they were trying to break a world record on Sheikh Zayed Road with the biggest workout. And
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
It started 2 years ago, or
yes, it was in 2023.
Yeah.
So you were volunteering at that event.
I was interning with Les Mills. So we are actually global partners, like Les Mills and Adidas. Mm. So we're global partners, obviously on a global scale. Yeah. So this event, most of our events actually are collaborative. So it's whenever we host a massive event, Adidas are on board with it. So I had this amazing opportunity to intern, and for a bit. I was, it was a bunch of random tasks like, you know, interns do. You know, you just coordinate stuff. But then again, from my past experience of finding out I like social media, I was like, you know what, I'll take over that. So that led to like leading promotional campaigns for like that event. So that happened. And then I ended up staying longer than I expected. And then they had a few more events, which I was a part of at Les Mills. And then again, after all of that, they finally offered me a full time, which was a year ago. So I spent a lot of my time as an intern, and then I finally got offered full time, and yeah, I'm here.
See, there's commitment over there.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end of the day, if the work environment is great, you would definitely want to stay there longer. Yeah. So it makes sense.
The thing is, so just for some context of what my company does, it's we specialize in group fitness. So all these, like Farhan said, all these group classes, that's kind of what we do. We create those. They're actually created by a team back in New Zealand, and we are all over the world. So we operate in gyms. We operate mostly in gyms and clubs, but there are obviously like other parties that are involved as well. But yeah, we that's what we do. So what was the question?
We were talking about.
I'll be very frank. I'm just too into like what you guys are talking
no,
about.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, I don't remember the question as a host, but it's okay. That's why we are the greatest two hosts.
I just gave you context for something I forgot I was talking about.
No, it was fine. No, we were mainly talking about the networking side and how you kind of like venture the career side of things on how we went from an intern to full time.
Oh,
More or less with that.
So that's what my company does. So we have a lot of these events. Mm-hmm. So when we collaborate with gyms, we collaborate with Adidas. So I've had a lot of projects that I've worked on in the past year, to be honest, that have been amazing and have got me experience. Like you don't always, I think people jump on pay very early on, but experience is so important, and just being in that environment is so important as well. I'm getting to know people. Yes.
There's a business idea for you. Have you guys tapped into the university market? This is what the graduates need to do. I'm just saying.
Okay. That's actually a good question, because I recently had a call not too long ago with a university, not in UAE, because we operate all over the Middle East. We did have someone, a club, I mean, a university in Qatar. And they wanted to offer these classes to their staff and to their students and things like that. And one thing about Les Mills is that they're constantly innovating. So they were established in like 1968. So since then and now, they've constantly been innovating to kind of fit current trends. So even now they have new programs that fit current fitness trends. Like, you know, people love strength training and people love circuit now. So we have new programs just which are literally for that. We have Pilates now. We have a lot of mind and body stuff as well going on. And it's all just based on research. Based on research, we have a team in New Zealand who curate these programs. And it's tested. It's tested with a group of, it's literally like a sports science, like, lab.
I know this is what I love, right? Like, yeah. When people say group fitness, right?
Yeah.
They think it's like your traditional stuff, like it's either weight training or it's something athletic. They don't realize like mind and wellness does play a big role in this stuff as well.
100%.
And even like, I mean,
Pilates is not an easy thing.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not easy, by the way. So one thing for me, because of my injury, I started doing Pilates and it's like, the most humbling thing ever, but when you do it,
mechanical with the machines,
like reformer.
Yeah, reformer.
I have done it. Yeah, and it's so good for my knees. Sorry,
no, it's fine.
It's so good for my knees, but it's so tough.
The reform ones are toughest.
There's a few people I want them to start Pilates just so they get humbled.
Mm.
Really?
Have you seen those videos where
I know
those videos where they get like the whole
athlete and they make them
try. And they're like,
but you guys, do you guys know the YouTuber DDG?
No.
All right, so he was on a Sidemen, what do you call it, like show, and he throughout the show he was always probably like, oh, he's one of the fittest people of all time. He does a live stream.
Ooh.
Where it's humbling. Yeah, he nearly pulled his muscles.
Yeah,
he was literally out there screaming his eyes out,
because it's like you're doing these really small controlled movements which really focus on muscles that are really small. You know, those really small muscles in your body which you don't feel, you know, you do feel it obviously when you're doing strength training, but it really isolates.
Yeah.
Really isolates those muscles. But it's humbling. It's very humbling.
Should try Tanura.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, see, there you go.
I have a family member who's a Pilates instructor.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She does private class. Like, I have no choice. My mom was like, listen, you are able to go for free. You go.
Can I join?
We'll discuss later.
Off the record, let's get it.
Oh, man. No one's allowed to comment and asking, please.
So that's an interesting project you could work on, university thing, because I think like so many universities are trying to figure out, okay, what's a new thing we could introduce. But again, it's not in terms of competitive matter, but more something like group access where people, normal people can actually
And
do
I think
it.
What we are in the works of doing is really doing research on the Gen Z audience and the Gen Z demographic. And that's currently in the works.
Okay.
So you might see something.
You might see something. No. Either ways. So are you just into sports marketing or into coaching as well? Like how does that go?
Ooh, that's interesting. For me as a football player, I would not be a coach, I feel. I prefer being a player. I love being on the pitch and actually playing. But in terms of Les Mills, we train instructors as well. So that's something I will be exploring.
Which one? Which session? Is it the body pump one? Or?
So I'm thinking more. So there's this program called Les Mills Grit.
Okay.
It's a very athletic HIIT workout.
I've seen a bit of it.
Yeah, it's great. And it's basically made for athletes. And it's there's a study as well. Everything is actually backed with research.
Backed with science.
Backed by science. That's exactly what
I was saying. Like, throughout this, sorry for interrupting y'all, but what I like is throughout this entire last, let's say half an hour that we've been talking, right? People are slowly starting to realize like there is a lot more science to sports than people
100%.
Imagine.
100%.
Like, I'm willing to bet like majority, like even up and coming athletes now, they just assume, okay, get up, do your sport, recover, that's it. No. Sometimes even the way you're recovering could be a harm to you.
Exactly.
The way you recover, the nutrition.
Your sleep.
Totally learned that the hard way.
Strength and conditioning.
No, it's
everything,
tough.
Everything.
Yeah, 100% it's tough. And that's the thing about our workouts as well. It is backed by science and it's made with intention. So it's not like, or you just put a random moves together and it's like, call it a day, you know?
Random. Sorry, go on, continue. Just say random moves because people describe these things. Oh, yeah. What is group exercise
yeah.
for me?
So it's like...
Like people would see you and think like, oh, I'm just flailing my hands around. But no, there's actually
There's a reason why you're doing that. No. Yeah. But like even these strength classes and these HIIT classes, they're all made with intention. They're all, they all have intention behind them. As I said, tested. So...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like it's more of they're catering to every single audience, not just athletes, not just fit people.
It's yeah.
Whatever the whatever your interest is.
No, by the end, 100%. It helps. Cause, like,
and we have like everything, to be honest. We have strength. We have HIIT. We have like a mixed martial arts as well. We have mind and body. We have Pilates. Slot. The list goes on.
And this goes on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, enough. Anyhow, so okay, that's quite interesting since we spoke about opening the doors for not just athletes.
Yeah.
So there have been trends. This is my hot take now. You know, we should make a section now. How to
annoy... Ladies and gentlemen, we are now entering the annoying trend section.
Okay. Tanura, please. We will fund a music for this.
Yeah, well, we don't have it. I have to use my voice.
No worry. We'll get it sorted.
I want to know what's going on in your head.
What's going on in his head?
We don't know. It's...
We don't want to know. You don't want to know. Okay. Don't worry. So today's hot topic is... Run clubs.
Okay. This wait.
I have to be very careful because this is
exactly
this is my livelihood.
Do you not like them?
No. I didn't say anything.
I just didn't clap because this is part of his livelihood. Like he has to. This is a line. This is a line he has to be very careful of right now.
Okay.
I have my
try not to get fired challenge.
How did you manage to?
No, we'll fix it.
No, just keep it down. Right?
Okay, no worries. Okay, run clubs. What do you think about it? Or do you have like a favorite run club as well?
You know, first of all, I've never gone for a run club.
Okay.
Because I have wonky knees. You know?
Willy Wonka's calling.
Yeah, no, but you know, the funny thing is like, I didn't realize how big run clubs were because usually I do everything on my own. Like I train on my own and everything. So even when I go to Kite Beach where every single run club is there, like 100%. You don't even do it. Like I wake up and in my house, it's like dead silence. And then I'm on Kite Beach and it's like a party there with like everybody's running, you know, everybody's just running. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I don't feel like it's a bad thing. Because one thing which I've learned about being at Les Mills is the importance of, you know, group fitness and
community.
Community. You know, people, because at the end of the day, even after uni, people want places to socialize, whether it's a run club or something else. So.
I don't know why you're treading the line right now. It's only he has to be concerned.
No. I'm surprised. No, I mean, no, you've done like half marathon partners. You were into
clubs. No. I actually don't. Everything I do on my own. I use an app called Runner sometimes.
Okay, Runner.
Yeah.
I think one of my colleagues uses Runner as well.
Yeah.
Like, she stopped there because even she had a wonky knee. So yeah, she stopped the whole thing.
Something in common. Yeah.
So I just start
with Runner. And then, I would be open to run clubs as well. One that I want to go for was the Adidas run club.
Okay.
Stick to the brands. Fair.
No, that is a very solid run club because I've been there. So
you've been there, yeah. And I know a couple of people who've gone there as well.
Adidas run club is one of the. I'll tell you my hot take, guys. Okay, most run clubs are okay. Most sports brand like New Balance, Adidas, because. Yeah. I've been there personally, even like Belong, like these kind of run clubs, they don't, it's not just social aspect. There's social aspect. There is a drive for these people. They want to do a marathon. They want to do a half marathon, whatever it is. They
motivation.
Have
motivation.
Yeah. They might be just starting running or whatever it may be. They've set a goal for themselves.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. Yeah. The problem now with so many of these other made up name run clubs is just a social aspect.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't feel genuine. It's just there because it's a cool trend, just like anything over here.
How many run clubs have you gone for?
Oh, I've been. So.
There's your answer.
Oh.
There's your answer.
Because I haven't gone for any, actually.
No. The ones I personally recommend would be New Balance Run Club.
Mm.
Belong is a really good one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Belong happens at Kite Beach. New Balance, they have both. What do you say? Outside and on track as well.
Mm-hmm.
Adidas Run Club is really good because they are consistent, they're dedicated. There's a community, it's like 50, 60, 100 runners.
There's a lot of people.
Loads of people, but there is that you can see they want to put efforts. But then there are so many of the other run clubs. I'm not going to name them because they're all big. They're all like 100 runners and whatnot. But you know it's not genuine. You can find out it's not a genuine effort of like, oh, I love running. This is something. Because I've done running way before these things were big.
Yeah, no, I'm not denying that because I'll say this. Like for me, one of the main reasons I've never even tried or considered like a run club is because one, there's so many options. For someone that's a beginner like myself, I wouldn't know one. Where would I go?
Exactly.
And the second part is it also looks very, like, what's it called? For lack of a better term, threatening in a way. Because imagine, like, you have hundreds of options, but you don't know what any of those options are all about, what they do. You don't know who you're going to vibe with. Because at the end, you need to be able to...
I think my advice to anyone who wants to start a running club is join which has, like, a sports brand entitled with it. Mm-hmm. Like your Adidas. Any sports. Adidas, Nike, run. Nike was, I don't know if they have a run club currently because I was...
Oh, man.
What?
Iyo, man. Like, I wish there was a Nike run club.
Oh, there is. There was, right. I was part of it for like 1 year. So, so Nike run club, all these, which has a big sports brand.
Yeah.
Those have really good qualified coaches. And on top of that, their own community. Not everyone is great. There are, of course, there'll be fast people. Yeah. That's how it is. There'll be fast ones. There'll be the middle. And then there'll be the beginners as well.
Yeah.
So, being around them, you, again, it's a great place to network as well. So, if you want to work with brands, collab, this is the best place to do.
Yeah.
The ones you go for those... the one with the big name and just for the trends social aspect but if in terms of like performance or you want to read somewhere that's why I personally feel just annoyed by it. It's like because again running has been a big part of my life like ever since I started running.
When did you start?
When I was 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's very late in the
world. It's pretty late, but it's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Because
I joined when I was in university. That's when I actually
started. Considering where you are now, so.
Exactly. So I started running then. So for me, just like people just, I don't know, just making like a trend. I just find it weird. No, just like anything. Just like how we spoke last week about stupid Labubu toys and whatnot.
Oh my God. That's like a...
No.
Stay tuned for tomorrow, by the way. We're posting that video.
Let me just remind everyone. For the price of one Labubu, you can get 175 chais.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
He did the math.
Yeah. Good job. Then exactly. He's a cookie.
Now someone will like piss you off with the Labubu.
Oh. We'll find out tomorrow. I'll text you, let you know.
Check the comments.
We will.
Comment section, guys. We don't block them, of course.
Oh. So yeah.
I will say this. That's not something for you to feel like, oh, you shouldn't feel afraid to be like, oh, it's something that angers me. Like, if anything, like, for all of us, for you it's athletics on the track, for you it's football, for me it's like cricket. Like if there is something that's coming in just because of the trend, immediately you're gonna feel some form of animosity towards it, because it devalues it in the long run as well.
That's the thing with trends, right? People jump on trends.
Like some trends I will not deny, there are trends that do benefit on the long run.
Like what?
Thing is, I know mainly from like a cricket aspect. Mine's are very different to you.
Okay,
guys.
Very simple one. If you have anything in your head, if not, we can say this next episode.
Probably next episode. Okay, no. Okay, I think this is like a new one that kind of I would say is the savior of cricket. Okay. Like the way it's going into the league system now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like football, it's entered that league system, and there's so much love and passion behind it now.
Yeah.
Cricket, if it didn't start ending the league system now, it could have died out because. Mm. Now more and more countries are starting to realize it. More and more people are starting to realize it.
Mm-mm.
Club World Cup, just saying.
That's football.
Yeah, no, I know football.
That's football.
I'm saying it's not working well. I'm just saying those empty stadiums and all of that.
I feel more that's just the
It's more of a US thing, I think.
That's a location, yeah.
Either way.
But you know, run clubs, the thing is, I've never gone for one. But the thing is, I would... Like, obviously, my knees are fine. I would want to try it out.
Try it out.
See how it is. And
go for Adidas one.
Because I personally know people over there. If I end up going for one, that's whatever one you guys are in. I need friends.
Yeah.
I need friends. I don't want to go to a run club where there's so many professional people and just feel like, oh.
Yeah. I do like, see, to be honest, I wasn't too, like, well-versed with the whole, like, run club thing because I do things on my own. But with it, you know, gradually becoming a thing, I was like, okay, maybe... One day I'll try it, but the only thing is I like the fact that it does overlap with you know things that I resonate with, you know, with like community and like having those people around you.
Absolutely.
But obviously you're right when it comes to like, you know, trends do kind of die out and they do kind of get boring and they do kind of like just phase out. So
okay, fair enough.
What else is there you want to talk?
All right, I think before we end the show, one thing, before we end this episode, one of the things
I didn't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. How was that? How the marathon thing?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
No, I remember when I, like I was telling you guys, like when I wanted to do the marathon, I literally wasn't prepared. It was kind of last minute, to be honest. I was like, I did the 10K and then a week or something before Burj to Burj, I was just like, you know, maybe I should give it a try. Like, and then once I told my friends and told people I'm close to, they're like, yeah, like, hell yeah, go for it. And then I did it. When I did it, the entire, like, you know, one thing was in my first race, I didn't exactly take in everything while done. I wasn't too present. I was kind of like, I want to finish this. I want to finish this. I want to finish this. But in Burj to Burj, especially because of the route we were taking, obviously, is from Burj to Burj. I kind of wanted to really take in everything in the, and you know, you're like running on a road where like, there are cars like 24/7, and then they shut all the roads for this. So I was kind of being present. I was dying, but I was being present. I was actually, and you know, the funny thing is, I was listening to a podcast. Like, I was listening to a podcast. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, sometimes I tell people I listen to podcasts while I'm running, and they're like,
well, now guess what? With your next marathon, you can listen to MDX Unplugged on Amazon Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, you name it, we're on it.
Here's a new challenge for
TikTok?
You.
TikTok
as well.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Here's a next challenge for you. Since you've started not music, not podcast, do a whole thing without anything.
Without anything.
Without listening to anything.
Like a marathon without it.
It depends on what distance. If it's 10K or half marathon, whatever, do it without it.
I'm just saying this. The way Pilates humbles people, if you do like track and then you're long distance and you remove all the music stuff, that will humble people.
Yeah.
But I feel like events like Burj to Burj, you would want to hear like no music, no podcast, not just at the atmosphere is what enjoy it.
You know, actually, by the way, that's one thing I realized. Because the first time when I ran my 10K, I was so like with my headphones.
Yeah.
And it was so, and I didn't realize the people around me. But in Burj to Burj, I did take a moment to kind
realize.
Of like, no, just to like, sometimes I did switch off. I did pause it or I did like not listen to anything because there are so many people around you. Like in the middle, I had someone who was running next to me being like, I don't think I can do this, you know? And I was like, no, you can. Because and then because, you know, there are cutoff times as well as you keep going. She's like, I don't think I can make it. I'm just like, no, like, let's go. Like, and then we were just running together and she made it.
That's the beauty of running these kind of events.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially for events like Burj to Burj, Dubai Marathon, Rack. Again, if you remove
it. Did you go to Rack?
Rack, a few years ago. Yeah, I've done it. But it's again, Rack is more of, Rack is more of like, it's, if you want a pastime, that's the place. It's like, it's very, but Burj to Burj is quite beautiful.
Yeah. And you get a lot of people there. Like Burj to Burj had so many people there. With Burj to Burj, like I really wanted to absorb everything that was going on around me. Even it was so nice just having that community, you know, and people holding signs and people high-fiving you every like couple, like, kilometers. I was just like, oh, this is so cute, like I want to keep running. Like it was a really good environment to be in. And then once I finished it, I was honestly like almost in tears because I was like, I didn't know I could do this, because it was like
that's a story for you guys. 21K, no, it's a different feeling when you finish these kind of events.
Yeah. And I went from someone who didn't think I could do it, and then I was doing
and now you reach 21, now the next step is gonna be the full.
I'm either cooking or I'm getting cooked.
Cookie, I'm getting cooked.
I'm pretty sure after 21, the first thing you were like is water. Electrolyte.
I was just like, I need water. I need actually not water. They give you water.
Yeah. They give you water.
They give you food.
It's
electrolytes.
Yeah. More
I need to sit down, bro. I was like, I need to sit. I need to like chill. But no, it was really good. Like, I would do it again.
Fair enough.
But after my knees.
You got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
Final question. What's next in your career?
What's next in my career? Like,
like, what do you see yourself? What's the next step? Or what's the next big thing?
Whether as an athlete or as a marketer?
Like, more like a realistic goal. Like,
I think, honestly, I have a goal in every single bucket that you mentioned. So I think as a footballer, I want to get back to my sport. I want to start training again. I want to, because I'm in this recovery phase, right? And it's linear. It keeps going up and down. Its progress is never, you know, it's not always going up. You kind of fall into pits sometimes. And, you know, I'm going through that journey. And once I'm at the end of the tunnel, I know it'll be worth it. Because I will be back to football. I will be back to running. And I will be back to maybe my instructor journey.
Instructor journey.
Lesmo certified instructor.
Let's go.
I will happily say that is coming soon.
Yeah.
That is
Would that
soon.
Be Harriet's first student turn coach? Or do Ooh. You or do you know anyone else who's done that path?
I don't think so.
Well,
there we go.
There we go.
There we go.
That's your new marketing thing, guys. And I think that's about it.
And with that final question, that is, unless you guys have anything last to say.
Nothing from my side.
I mean, Josh has already stood up ready to.
Josh is like, I want you to leave now.
He's going
to
start logging the overtime hours.
I have to edit
I mean, the board's dead. It's going
to board. It's a sign. It's a sign.
It's a sign. Yeah.
But
yeah. With...
No, but that was amazing. Thank you guys for having me.
Most
Thank
welcome.
You for coming on. We will definitely be linking all of your accounts. Make sure everyone go ahead and check out her content. Feel free to like, share, comment, subscribe if you haven't already. Turn on notifications. Remember, Amazon, Apple, Spotify. I'm probably missing like 10 other ones.
Nothing. Right? Instagram Reels. You
Instagram
know, just
Reels,
to
of course.
Make people angry, of course. Hot takes.
Yeah. Make sure to again like, share, subscribe. Thank you so much once again for joining us on this episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. Thank you, and have a great day ahead.
Yay!
Yay!
Josh, I'm so sorry. I know you signaled to me like 15 times.